up in London because we took two of our grandchildren up to see the play Matilda in one of the London theatres. Now, we didn't actually see the changing of the guard yesterday, but one of the things that people do go up to London for is to see the changing of the guard, isn't it? And to see the bands marching and often the coloured uniforms and all the ceremony that the changing the guard outside the Queen's palace entails. I'm told that one day it was so cold in the midst of winter that the Welsh guards had the job of guarding the palace, and when they got out on parade, the bandmaster raised his baton and waved his baton at the band, and very little sound came out of the band because it was so cold that all the valves on the brass instrument were frozen up and they couldn't play the instruments. And this was a thing that had never been known to happen before. So somebody had to do some very quick thinking. And the bandmaster immediately said, "Get back into the band room where it's warm and warm your instruments up." So they did that, and they came out again, and he waved his baton to start, and there was complete silence, because immediately they got out into the freezing cold air, the instruments had seized up again. So the bandmaster, fortunately, was very quick to react to an emergency. And he knew that the bandsmen were also trained to play as a drum and fife band, and somewhere in the band room there were the appropriate instruments. So he got them back in the band room, and they came out with fifes, you know, these things rather like a whistle that they play, and they worked perfectly because they didn't have any moving parts that could seize up, freeze up. And so they marched to the palace behind the drum and fife band for a change. Now, this reminds us that we all come up against difficulties in our lives. We all have hard things which make us want to give up whatever we're doing, problems we don't seem to overcome. But the moral, I suppose, is have the spirit of that band and never give up. There's an important duty to be done that depends on you, and you can't let people down. And it makes us remember the Apostle Paul, who faced an incredible number of hardships. He always seemed to be getting into trouble. And he was thrown into prison and beaten with rods. He went for a voyage on a boat, and of course it got wrecked. And always his journeys and his plans were being disrupted in all sorts of ways. Yet he didn't give up, because he said, "Despite all these things, we will never lose heart." He made a list of all the difficulties he had and said, "Despite all these things, we will never lose heart." Like the guards on parade, he didn't let problems stop him from doing what was right. He said, "Hard pressed on every side, we're never hemmed in. Bewildered, we're never at our wits' end." And I think that's the spirit that Christ expects all of us to have in life. Face up to our difficulties, and if it's his will, then we will overcome them sooner or later. Whatever happens to you in life, whatever disappoints you or discourages you, turn to God in prayer and be sure that he will help you and that his power will be supporting you. Then you can go forward to serve him and to do his work in the world.